Hello. This morning in my church we had a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And it was about how after Pentecost the apostles were amazingly successful and sought out for healing, and they were even laying sick people down in the street where the apostles were going to walk, so that the shadow of Peter and co would fall on them and they would be healed just by his shadow. And I thought, well, they were like Jesus. They had become like Jesus because he had the same effect on people. You know, think of the woman who touched the hem of his robe without even saying anything to him to be healed. And then just now we were singing a song which was to the Holy Spirit, transform us that we may become the image of God's only Son. That's what we're called to be. And finally, I was thinking of another song, which we haven't sung, I don't think, today. Change My Heart, O God. And it goes, may I be like you. And I think that's what the purpose of our life is, really. We are called to be like Jesus. We're not all going to be exactly the same in every way. But I don't think we're supposed to wait until we get to heaven to be like him.
Okay, a couple of other words on a different but similar theme. Ned, do you want to come up? And then where's Philip? Philip, if you come up after Ned.
Hi, brothers and sisters. So I went to open my gift this morning. And during my time of prayer this morning, I asked the Lord what he would like to say to us in Antioch. And I was led to Jeremiah 17, verses 7 to 8, which says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And I felt strongly that the word of the Lord for us was grounding, and that he's saying, my Antioch, today I am grounding you to myself. Stay deeply rooted in me. Abide in me. Sink your roots deeply into the stream of my love, my grace, my power, my strength. And as you focus on your connection to me, I will restore your health. Your leaves will stay green and will not wither, even in times of drought. It is not on you to focus on ways and means to stay green. What is for you is to focus on what is essential, and that's to stay grounded and deeply rooted in me. Drench your roots in me and be filled with faith. I will renew your faith as to the time you first said yes to me. I am grounding you to me today, Antioch. Stay deeply rooted in me.
Hello. I had a very similar sense. This is from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. And as well, my sense was that our strength is from the Lord, even when it is not apparent sometimes, because the Lord gave us like human bodies, he gave us human strength, and but it is all from the Lord. And I was quite struck what Des said yesterday in the workshop, that we need to see God in all things, and encouragement to see God in all things, and not to rely on our own human strength, but we will prosper when we just rely on the Lord.